I'm here with Lexi Walker, and she's a 16-year-old singer, songwriter, and an actress, right?
A new actress.
A new actress. So yeah, how do you get into all of these things?
Oh man, well, I've been singing as long as I can remember. I started singing professionally very suddenly at 11 years of age. And in regards to acting, I've always loved storytelling, and I have funny little videos of me reciting poetry, like the Jabberwocky, into a camera and acting it out. So I just always love that process of telling a story and, you know, becoming someone else.
And I know that you recently came out with another album, Inspire, and that was with Sony Music. What is the message that you want your listeners to take away from your album?
I started with, you know, in the title, Inspire, I included many collaborations with other artists who I really look up to, who have inspired me. And while I'm so new to the industry and I'm growing up and I'm learning every day, they have really set the example in how to work and interact with other people. And they inspired me. And so I'm so lucky to be able to collaborate with those people. And I hope that people will leave with the same emotions that I had while making it, being inspired.
So I especially love your song, Tiny Voice. Like, I remember when I first heard it, I just got chills all up and down my spine. So what was the message behind Tiny Voice?
Initially, it was about me. It was the very first original that I wrote. It was the first writing session, and I was completely new to that whole process. And I remember thinking that is what I wanted to share. That's the gist of what I wanted to share, is that I had something to say. The lyrics are, a tiny voice, it may not be perfect, but I know that it's got some good things to say. Mm-hmm. And that message was always so important to me. But as I continued to write the song and finish it up and start performing it, I realized that it's a message that I think everyone can relate to. Having an opinion and wanting to be heard. Everybody has something to say, something to offer. I just think it's an important message to remember. You should give everyone the benefit of the doubt and include everyone.
And what about your song, Once More? What was the inspiration behind that song?
It's so funny because Tiny Voice and Once More are the only two originals that are included in the album. And Tiny Voice was the first song I wrote, and Once More was the second song I wrote.
Yeah.
And Once More kind of pays homage to my crazy imagination, especially at that time. I just felt like when I was in this new, bright, colorful world, you know, that was the music industry, I just was so inspired by everything that I saw that it just set my imagination on fire. And Once More kind of paid homage to that. And I just wanted to write something that was magical. And that was my way of expressing magic.
And I know you have a music video for Tiny Voice. Are you guys thinking of doing one for Once More as well?
I mean, you never know.
And I know that you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I am.
So how has your faith influenced your music?
Not only has my faith influenced my music, it's influenced every part of my life. It's taught me to live in a way that I won't make certain decisions that I might have made, that I might have regretted otherwise. In regards to my music, my faith has strongly impacted it in not just the way I produce my music, but in the way I present myself for performances or music videos, in the way that I speak to other people, treat other people. It has taught me so much about loving other people, how to live a healthy lifestyle. I'm so grateful for all of the things that it's taught me.
What does it look like in your future right now?
I've been performing like crazy this past summer, and coming up, I'm going to be playing Dorothy, actually, at Hale Center Theater.
That's way fun. Wow.
All through December and January. So that's just going to be insane, but I'm really excited for it.
And that's going to be in Utah?
Yes. It's a gorgeous new facility that they've built. I visited it recently, and it's just so beautiful and so much more advanced than the previous venue that they had. So I'm so excited for the storytelling ability that it has now, just at a technological standpoint. It's just gorgeous. And in regards to tickets and everything, people can go to hct.org to find out more about the roster for upcoming shows. I'm really excited. It's a gorgeous facility. I can't wait to see what the next year brings.
Great. Now, you have a pretty busy life. How do you find balance in your work, in your personal life, with your family?
I think balance is a hard thing for everyone. It's something that everyone probably has to figure out, whatever stage of life they're in. I'm just in the middle of a learning process. Every day, I find out something else that I can do to help better balance my life. Honestly, there are so many things for me to do. It's a good, better, best scenario. You just Great. Have to kind of cut off the things that aren't necessary and just get down to the main, most important things. And of course, making lists every day is super helpful for me because I am a scatterbrain and I love writing songs right now, especially. And so I'll be doing anything and then I'll be, oh, I'll have to run off to the piano and go figure out an idea that popped into my head. And so I'm a super scatterbrain. So lists really help me.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is your priority in your life?
Family will always be a priority for me. And faith is just integrated into every part of my life. So that is always something that has helped me stay balanced, actually. And praying daily and having scripture study and having that time to myself really helps to center me and fend off, you know, stresses that would otherwise probably just drive me crazy. So that is a huge priority for me. And of course, my music is definitely something that I'm developing right now. I'm finding my voice and my style, and it's an ongoing process. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunities that I'm continuing to have.
Lexi, thank you so much for being here. Honestly, it's been so fun talking to you.
No, thank you. It's so much fun talking to you.
Is there anything that you want to say to your fans? Anything that you want our listeners to know about?
Honestly, I'm so grateful for you all. All you people who have tuned in every day and have commented on social media and have just supported me from the beginning. It means so much more than you could ever know. So just thank you to everyone. And thank you to everyone who's coming to the show tonight.
Well, thank you again, Lexi.
No, thank you. Happy to be here.